The first federal trial over who is at fault for the opioid epidemic is scheduled to start Monday in Cleveland. The country's three top drug distributors and a manufacturer are defendants. The case was brought by two Ohio counties. It's one of thousands of similar lawsuits from other states and local governments. And the trial date has added urgency in efforts to reach a larger settlement to resolve thousands of opioid lawsuits across the country. Nick Castell from member station WCPN IdeaStream in Cleveland joins us now. Hi, Nick.
Hey, thank you for having me.
Thanks for being here. First of all, let's talk a little bit about this trial. This one in particular is being watched very closely. It's seen as a bellwether. Can you tell us more about it?
Yeah, so these are the very first claims from a much larger group of lawsuits brought by counties, cities, Native American tribes across the country. These will be the first claims to see a jury. This is what's called a bellwether trial. So the outcome of this trial, if we actually go ahead and see one, go to a verdict, the outcome of this trial could put even greater pressure on drug companies to settle, or it at least would show us what claims they may be held liable for if this litigation continues.
And let's talk a little bit about these drug companies, who they are, and the accusations against them.
Sure. So left in the case so far are, as you said, some of the major distributors like McKesson, AmerisourceBergen, Cardinal Health. Teva Pharmaceutical is a manufacturer that's still in the case. These local governments across the country are accusing the drug industry of aggressive marketing that downplayed the addictive risk of opioid painkillers. They're accusing distributors of failing to control suspicious orders of pills that led to what's known as diversion, where pills were used for illicit purposes and contributed to this overall addiction crisis that has then led to millions upon millions, if not billions of dollars in damages across the country from local governments trying to respond to overdose deaths, trying to handle an increase in drug cases, an increase in drug use that's led to, you know, overcrowding at jails, a whole host of local government services that they say have been impacted by opioid use across the country.
Yeah, and this particular trial involves two Ohio counties, as I mentioned. But there are also ongoing negotiations over this larger settlement that you mentioned that would settle thousands of these cases. What do we know more about that particular settlement?
So this week there have been news reports basically sharing the outlines of what may be a global settlement involving some of the distributors and some of the plaintiffs. Now, there are many, many plaintiffs in this case, not just local governments, but also state attorneys general across the country who are not parties in this federal case. Reports have said that today representatives of both plaintiffs and defendants are meeting in Cleveland to continue their negotiations. If this results in global settlements with the remaining defendants in the case, and if the attorneys for the plaintiff local governments agree to it, it could avoid this trial that's scheduled to begin Monday. We haven't really seen any reports yet today about what might be agreed to and if it is palatable to the parties involved. So we'll have to keep our eye on that and see what happens later today.
Thank you for this update, Nick. Nick Castell, he is with member station WCPN IdeaStream in Cleveland. Thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome.